And the laws of the city and borough of Juneau and state of Alaska.
And the laws of the city and borough of Juneau and the state of Alaska.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and promptly. Perform the duties of the office of assembly. Congratulations.
Mayor Kelch, come back up here, please.
Give it a second.
Okay, we'll give it a second.
And talk really close.
I'll talk really close. There we go. All right. How do we know Mayor Kelch? Kendall D. Kelch, Mr. Kelch, or Ken? As a young man that moved from Michigan in 1968 to Alaska for 1 year. As a teacher and activities director in the school district for almost 30 years. As an assembly member for 6 years, where he served on every committee at one time or another and served as liaison to a wide variety of boards and commissions. As a husband to the lovely Marion for 50 years, although she told me today it was like 75. As a father to Carter and Amber. As a grandfather to Kaylee, Fiona, and Kendall. Do they want to come up? They're welcome to come up. As a mentor to many young people and many not so young people. As a friend to people from all walks of life. As a workhorse with extreme work ethic. As an ambassador. As a 2004 Juneau Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year. And finally, as the mayor of the city and borough of Juneau. As mayor, he signed approximately 97 ordinances, 126 appropriating ordinances, 90 resolutions, and multiple proclamations. Thank you, Beth, for that information. He also formed a public safety task force, a mining subcommittee, and a homelessness working group. He obviously didn't sit still while in office. We appreciate your hard work, your community engagement, your sense of humor, your handwritten notes, your love of pencils, your leadership, but mostly your love and dedication to the people and city of Juneau. Thank you for all your years of public service to this grateful community.
You don't have to gavel the gavel anymore. This one goes on your wall.
Don't let these kids near
it. It's sitting right here for now. Kendall D. Kelch, Mayor, March 2016 to October 2018. Assembly Member, October 2000 to October 2003. Thank you, Mayor Kelch. And that's something, yeah. It'll go high above where the kids are playing. And then, in honor of your service as mayor, sir, we also have a tana for you. And there's engraving on the back of each of your tanas, gentlemen. Our pleasure. And before Marion sits down, we also have a parting gift for Marion as well. because none of these assembly members can do their job without the support of their wonderful family members and their spouses. So thank you, Marion.
I do want you to know Marion has been around the community kind of getting some sympathy, telling people that her husband is unemployed, lost his job. Well, this is kind of fun to do some parting words. We'll do a little bit from how I did it last time when I left in 2003. The time has come, the walrus said, to speak of many things, of sailing ships and sealing wax, and cabbages and kings, and retirement. My first retirement was from teaching after 30 years, 1966 to 1996. In 1997, I ran and was elected to the assembly and served for 6 years. My second retirement was in May of 2014, from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And I served there until from 1980 to 1996, part-time, in 1996 to 2014. 666 days after I retired, I ran and was elected mayor of the city and borough of Juneau, a very unexpected honor. I've been mayor for 932 days. Or 666 weekdays and 266 weekend days. I'm a little perplexed as by why the number 666 keeps popping up. But we'll ignore it for now and just let the people's imaginations run with it. My first month was kind of crazy. 5 days into my term, Juneau was renamed UNO, U-N-O, in the middle of the night. Some people thought it was a great April Fool's joke, and a few others didn't like the joke and were very vocal about it. And speaking of blindside, 17 days later, a lawsuit was brought by a cruise line agency filed against me in the U.S. District Court. I lost the very first vote on the assembly 4-5, which was kind of bad as I ran as a unified mayor. My first assembly meeting had regulations affecting the marijuana business, and we also bid adieu to the city manager. First month, we broke ground for Housing First. I spoke for baccalaureate. I aced the Little League first season pitch right down the center, and that was the one I was most nervous about. Read to the kids at the library and did speeches for the blessing of the fleet and law enforcement memorial. Each month brought new challenges and milestones. The assemblies between 2016 and today did not shy away from challenge or controversy. No camping ordinances, road resolution, mining ordinance, extending out to our bottle boundary, to name a few. I don't think the assembly chambers have seen that much public participation in years. We structured and the public passed the 3% tax for 5 years, and the next year the 1% tax for 5 years by large margin. We persevered through the resurfacing of Egan Drive and the Franklin Street and Front Street rebuilds, the addition of the roundabout by DeHarts, and the construction of the highways from the DeHarts roundabout to Fritz Cove Road. We used a shovel to begin Housing First, Jackie Street cottages. We cut ribbons for two new world-class berths, Statter Harbor, Mike Pusich, Douglas Harbor, Aurora Harbor, Phase 2, West Douglas Pioneer Road, Mayor Bell Street, Overstreet Park, Riverside Rotary Park redo, Project Playground redo. We participated in the dedication of the APK, Slam Building, the Whale, the Forget-Me-Not Manor, and the Heritage Square Bronze House Post. We laid wreaths remembering the USS Juneau with the crewmen from the Navy ship Kane, and also with the community of Juneau each September 11th at Rotary Park. We said goodbye to far too many Juneau pioneers, but we also recognize the efforts of many members of the community. Now back to the power of retirement, which I practice daily. And you can ask me if I'm going to run again, and I'll use what the Raven said, nevermore. Quote the Raven, nevermore. And I'll repeat what Marion said, no. So, for the media who have had to cover our meetings, it's you guys back there, please stand up. Thank you, Fourth Estate. I appreciate your ability to not nod off while we wax. I leave you with the knowledge that your media seats are higher than the assembly seats. You're actually looking down on us, literally, but hopefully not figuratively. Thank you for keeping the public informed. Thank you. To CBJ employees in general and the staff present here tonight, thank you. Please stand. You have extraordinary patience and have always demonstrated grace under fire time and time again. Please remain standing if you are new in your position since I became mayor. That would include the police chief, the community director, community development director, the parks and recreation director, the engineering and public works director, the clerk, the attorney, and the managers are not the same one I started with. I'm not saying I'm hard to work with. I'm just going to tell everybody. Either wanted to retire or they went to another job. All right, please be seated. With this next generation coming into our own, CBJ will be in good hands for years to come. Again, thank you for your service to our community. The assembly, please stand, past and present. For the assembly, my observation is that the assembly may have differences of opinion, but you were here on time, read your packet beforehand, were prepared to work, ask your questions, and express your viewpoints. Thank you for your service and dedication. You know what I'm going to say now. All that is necessary for the triumph of people is that good men and women do nothing. Each of you, if you look in that drawer, will you look in that drawer? There should be a coin in there. No, you just. To each of you, I leave a coin, so if after all the research and discussion you still can't make up your minds, you can flip it. All right, there's one in each desk drawer, and you can ask the attorney about the APOC rules. All right. For the new mayor from the next generation, an observation that yesterday when I came into the office on Sunday, you were here. You were here on Saturday. In fact, you have been in the office every day for the last 10 days. Sorry. You do realize you're not getting paid yet. By the way, I did find your yearbook. And by the way, Beth Boo was your nickname.
Where's my mother?
Now, Mr. Attorney, could you open up your drawer? Could you bring that over here, please? All right. Yeah, I was. By the way, I went through your yearbook. It's so squeaky clean, you could run for higher office. However, there was some stuff about a slighter girl being the Val Victorian salutatorian. I can't remember which one, but for sure you were in the top 1% and a smart kid. Do you know what's written on the last page of the yearbook? I do. For the class of 83, the best is yet to be. It is true, you'll be an extraordinary mayor. The best is yet to be. I leave you the gavel. But with the assurance you don't need it, just work on perfecting your glare. For the Juno Committee, thank you for your involvement, your compassion, and your volunteerism. Thank you for your civility in spite of the national trend away from civility. I leave you more sunny summers, like this last one, and that's how I'm going out, to explore our beautiful outdoors and some rainy days in October and snow starting in November to fill our reservoirs, and more snow for playing in the parks and on our trails and slopes in the winter. Juno, thank you for your trust. Marion, Amber, Carter, Deb, Kaylee, Fiona, Kendall, thanks for your patience and support. The time has come, the walrus said, to speak of many things, of sailing ships and sealing wax and cabbages, and saying goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you.
Well, we need to get to business. Madam Clerk, will you announce the order of seniority, and members, please take your seats as your name is called.
Ms. Becker? Mr. Keel? Mr. Jones? Ms. Gladyszewski? Mr. Edwardson? Ms. Treem? Ms. Hill? And Mr. Bryson. Madam Mayor, we have a quorum present. Mr. Bryson.
Present.
Ms. Hale.
Present.
Ms. Treem.
Present.
Mr. Edwardson.
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Madam Becker?
Present.
Madam Gladyszewski?
Here.
Madam Mayor?
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Our first order of business is to elect our deputy mayor. The floor is open for nominations. Mrs. Becker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to nominate Maria Gladyszewski to the office of mayor.
Deputy
mayor. Yeah, I mean deputy mayor. Oh, she could be mayor. When you're gone, she might be mayor. I don't know. Thank you. For deputy mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that nominations be closed and the winner declared by unanimous consent.
Thank you very much.
We have a special order of business.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Before we do our special order of business, thank you all for coming tonight.
We'll take two minute recess if people want to exit. Sure. They're just coming to see everybody. As our spouses leave the building. That's it. That's right. And they're out of here.
Meeting back to order, please. Our first order of special business is a proclamation commemorating the sinking of the SS Princess Sophia. Whereas the SS Princess Sophia departed Skagway bound for Vancouver, British Columbia on October 23, 1918, with over 350 passengers and crew aboard, and whereas the ship ran aground on Vanderbilt Reef outside of Jeddah just 4 hours later during a raging winter storm, and whereas many rescue ships from Jeddah responded, but the Princess Sophia's captain determined that an attempted evacuation posed too great a risk to his passengers and crew, and whereas the captain decided to wait, hoping for better weather, and whereas the storm continued to build and the rescue ships were forced to find shelter behind nearby islands, and whereas at 5:20 p.m. on October 25th, the U.S. Lighthouse tender Cedar received a final message from the Princess Sophia's radio operator: "Come quickly, the water is coming into my cabin." And whereas the next morning, as the weather cleared, rescuers found that the Princess Sophia had been thrown across the reef by the storm and sunk with the loss of all aboard, many suffocating in the bunker oil she spilled after her boilers exploded when they hit the cold water. And whereas over the next few weeks, the community of Jeddah helped in the recovery efforts for the casualties while at the same time contending with the Spanish flu epidemic. The residents cleaned the oil bodies of more than 350 victims with rags and gasoline. Now, therefore, I, Beth A. Weldon, Mayor of the City and Borough of Jeddah, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, do hereby issue this proclamation commemorating the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the SS Princess Sophia and the Jeddah community's willingness and readiness to respond to the tragedy. In witness wherefore, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the City and Borough of Jeddah, Alaska, to be affixed this 15th day of October 2018. Beth A. Weldon. We have folks from Aware in the audience, if you would come up. Special proclamation, whereas domestic violence affects more than 12 million people in the United States each year, and whereas the first Domestic Violence Awareness Month was observed in October 1987, and whereas that same year marks the initiation of the first national domestic violence toll-free hotline, and whereas about 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States, and whereas 33% of women and 25% of men have been victim of physical violence by an intimate partner at some point within their lifetime, and whereas 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon of some sort, and whereas only 1 in 3 people who are injured by an intimate partner during an incident of domestic abuse will receive medical care for their injuries, and whereas 1 in 7 women and 1 in 18 men have been stalked by an intimate partner during their lifetime to the point where the victim felt fearful or believed that someone close to them would be harmed or killed, and whereas on the average day in the United States, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines across the country. Now, therefore, I, Beth A. Weldon, Mayor of the City and Borough of Jeddah, Alaska, on behalf of the City and Borough Assembly, hereby proclaim October 2018 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Jeddah, Alaska. In witness whereof, I have hereto set my hand and caused the seal of the City and Borough of Jeddah, Alaska, to be fixed this October 15, 2018. Beth A. Weldon.
On behalf of the Board of Directors of AWARE, all of the staff, the women and the children, and the men that we serve, I want to thank the CBJ for recognizing and making this proclamation and bringing attention to a really important issue. We have a celebration on October 23rd at Elizabeth Paratrobeth Hall at 5:30 to celebrate support and survivors. So come and join us then. And thank you all, and the best wishes to you all from New Assembly and New Mayor.
Next item is approval of minutes. As we are a new body, we have no minutes to approve tonight, so we'll see more in our packet next time. Manager's request for agenda changes. Mr. Manager.
No request for agenda changes. Thank you.
Okay, now we're at public participation on non-agenda items. Looks like we have two people to talk tonight. We'll allow 2 minutes per person. Mr. Quayle, come on up. Please state your name and address.
William Quayle, 415 Willoughby, number 305. I am today. I'm talking about. I have my pedicab business. We had a good season this past summer, but it's getting dark really quick. And I work 12 months out of the year, and that's what my permit is for. And as time goes on, it's getting darker and darker. Juneau is the only city in the United States that does not let pedicabs operate at night, okay? And I've been insurance agent 42 years. I'm not about to have any claims. And all this past summer, I didn't have any. And it's 5 times more dangerous operating at night, operating in the downtown, than it is outside downtown. What's frustrating, today I had somebody that wanted the ride to just outside the boundary, and I couldn't give him a ride. And it's because of the regulations I have to turn down. I don't like turning down people, especially if they're hard up. On the light side, the Overstreet part, 100% of the people that I serviced were satisfied. And every single one of them said the $3 million that was spent on the Overstreet part was well worth it. Now, when you bring this up in a court case, I want you to bring that up, okay, because that is something to be talking about, because they said it was too far away. And with the other pedicab service, they're at least 350. I took 192. At least 375 tourists have seen Overstreet Park.
Is there any clarifying questions for Mr. Quayle? Thank you, Mr. Quayle.
Thank you.
Next we'll have Mr. Day.
Thank you. Kirby Day, 1302 Tarn Court with Princess Cruises Inn. Tourism best management practices. First of all, Mayor Weld, congratulations. Congratulations to the newly elected assembly. And thank you all, including the continuing members, for your service. You do a good service for this community, and we appreciate it. I thought I'd take 2 minutes to talk to you a little bit about tourism, the cruise industry, and what's ahead. We know there's growth coming. We know that there'll be in excess of 1.3 million cruise visitors next year. This summer went pretty well. We've got some things still to work on, but wanted to let each of you know that the industry, the local tourism industry, tourism best management practices is committed to make this work, committed to work with the city and the state on their downtown projects and Egan Drive projects to hopefully find better ways to move pedestrians as well as better ways to move vehicles through downtown. Our commitment is to make sure that this is a great place for visitors, but also a great place to live. And that's what we've been committed to for the last 23 years of the program, and we're still committed to that. So please come to myself, Liz, Perry at Travel Juneau with ideas. Email me, call me. We want to make this work next summer. We're committed to it, and we will. Tourism is good for Juneau, and we want to keep it that way. Thank you.
Before you step down, are there any questions for Mr. Day?
I have a question. Thank you for coming, Mr. Day. We are beginning to hear people say 1.3 million. We're very scared about that. Is there, as the winter progresses, if there's something we can do, need to do more planning? I don't know, but there is fear that 1.3 million is more than we can currently handle. I don't know that it is. I'm just saying we're beginning to hear that, and if we can, you know, do something before it rather than afterwards.
Correct.
You, obviously, you know that. I just want to know, you know, that in case you didn't know, we are beginning to hear those things.
Correct. And through the chair, we're well aware of that, and we've actually held meetings with the city manager and Mayor Kelsch a little over a year ago, starting to talk about ways we can incentivize business owners downtown as well as delivery companies to deliver in the mornings early, for instance, to get the trucks and things off the road in the middle of the day. When you look at the increase of what would be maybe around a couple of hundred thousand people approximately from this year to next year and stretch that out over 140 some odd days, it's still a significant increase. But, you know, we're looking at, I was at a meeting Friday and the new director of Eagle Crest was there and Dave is here. And we start talking about ways that Eagle Crest can get involved in providing some other activities up there during the summer that doesn't take away from residents' activities but helps to spread out some of that impact. So we're aware and we're going to work hard at it. So, but we'd love to hear from you and from the public on things we can possibly do to make it better.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones?
Thank you. The JEDC Visitors Product Cluster, we talked about that for about 45 minutes the other day. But I just wanted to mention, if anybody hasn't heard, Saturday night, the Chamber Dinner, Mr. Kirby Day was awarded the Citizen of the Year Award from the Chamber.
Thank you.
For all of his work in tourism and tourism best management practice. Thank you. I tried to congratulate him afterwards, but the press had him cornered and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations and enjoy working with you.
Thank you. And there's a lot of people that go into that recognition. So it's not just me, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Captain, that is your question, Mr. Jones.
It was.
Mr. Edwardson, do you have a question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Mr. Day. My question is, in your discussions with these different organizations, are you talking about helicopter routes over the valley? I've received maybe a dozen and a half emails from various citizens complaining about the helicopter noise.
Not yet, but we will. We've talked, when TBMP was put in place in 1996, 97, that was one of the first things that we worked on was the routes of helicopters and things. Obviously, things have changed over 22 years, including the number of flights. And so one of the initiatives we're going to put forward this winter is for operators of all types of businesses to go through the guidelines, which are significantly extensive today. When we started out with 18, and there's about 90 in there now. So, but to go through the whole document and look at where we need to make some adjustments and changes and updating, and that'll be one of the things we look at because things have changed in those years, and maybe the routes that we're flying today can be tweaked again to make it even better, especially since we don't have as many helicopters going off of Douglas anymore with ERA. Now it's North Star out there, but that's one of the things we are going to look at.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any members of the public that did not get a chance to sign up for non-agenda items? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any members of the public that would like to move an item other than an ordinance for introduction from the consent agenda? Is there any member of the assembly that would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? Okay. I will now entertain a motion for adoption of the consent agenda. Ms.
Blaschek. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Hearing no objections, the consent agenda is approved. We'll bring this to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2017-06-AZ, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,248,099 to fund the City and Borough of Juneau's fiscal year 2018 Public Employee Retirement System contribution, funding provided by the Alaska Department of Administration.
This ordinance would appropriate $1,248,099, which is the state's fiscal year 18, 3.01% on behalf PERS benefit paid for CBJ. Funding is provided by the Alaska Department of Administration, which was authorized by passage of House Bill 57 during the 2017 legislative session. This is a housekeeping ordinance to properly account for this on behalf payment and has no impact on CBJ's finances. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak to this ordinance? Seeing none. Now entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance. Mr. Bryson, it's your big chance.
I move that we adopt ordinance 2017-06-AZ as stated with unanimous consent.
And ask for it.
Oh.
Perfect. Any objections? Motion for the ordinance is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2017-06-BA, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $1,201,249, to fund the Bartlett Regional Hospital fiscal year 2018 Public Employee Retirement System contribution. Funding provided by the Alaska Department of Administration.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $1,201,249, which is the state's fiscal year 18, 3.01% on behalf PERS benefit paid for Bartlett Regional Hospital. Funding is provided by the Alaska Department of Administration, which was authorized by passage of HB 57 during the 2017 legislative session. This is a housekeeping ordinance to properly account for this on behalf payment and has no impact on Bartlett Regional Hospital's finances. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. We'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Sale.
Public comment.
Oh, whoops, apologize. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this? And seeing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hale.
I move ordinance 2017-06-BA be adopted and off and ask for unanimous consent.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objections. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2017-06-BB. An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $659,700 as partial funding for various departments' fiscal year 2018 operating budgets. Funding provided by sales tax revenue and docs revenue.
Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $659,700 for increases in fiscal year 18 operations among several CBJ departments. Funding is provided by the sales tax revenues exceeding budget and docs revenues exceeding budget. Appropriation consists of the following amounts: Parks and Recreation, $195,000, docs, $35,000. The docs portion was approved at the Docks and Harbors board meeting on August 30, 2018. Engineering Department, $15,300. Community Development Department, $30,200. Capital City Fire Rescue, $384,200. Assembly Finance Committee reviewed this ordinance at its meeting on September 5th, 2018, I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak to this agenda item? All right, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Treen.
I move Ordinance 2017-06-BB and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, this ordinance is approved. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-I, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $5,000 as funding for the Larry Carlson Memorial Bench at Overstreet Park, donation provided by the late Larry Carlson's wife, Shirley Carlson.
Mr. Mann.
This appropriation of $5,000 from Ms. Shirley Carlson to the manager provides for fabrication and installation of the Larry Carlson Memorial Bench at Overstreet Park. Public Works and Facilities Committee recommended this funding be approved during its meeting on August 6, 2018. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Is there any member of the public present who wishes to speak to this agenda item? Bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-11-I, and I recommend unanimous consent.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objections, this ordinance is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-K. An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $634,735 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Design Construct Terminal Reconstruction Capital Improvement Project. Funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration.
This ordinance would appropriate $634,735 to the Design Construct Terminal Reconstruction Capital Improvement Project. Funding is provided by a Federal Aviation Administration AIP Airport Improvement Program grant. Local matching funds and project elements that are determined to be ineligible for federal funding will be funded with previously appropriated bond proceeds, sales tax, and passenger facility charges. This project was presented at the August 6, 2018 Public Works and Facilities Committee meeting. The Airport Board approved this action at its September 11, 2018 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public present that would wish to talk to this agenda item? Hearing none, open it back to the Assembly. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move that the Assembly approve Ordinance 2018-11-K and would ask unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, this ordinance is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-L, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $529,688 as funding for the Juneau International Airport Snow Removal Equipment Building Capital Improvement Project. Funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $529,688 to the Snow Removal Equipment Building Capital Improvement Project. Funding is provided by a FAA AIP grant. This funding will be used to design the second phase of the snow removal equipment facility consisting of the sand chemical storage building and fueling station. Project funding is 93.75% FAA, 6.25% local. Local match is provided by sales tax previously appropriated to this CIP. The Airport Board approved this action at its July 10, 2018 meeting. The project was presented at the August 6, 2018 Public Works and Facilities Committee meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this agenda item? Seeing and none, bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the Assembly adopt Ordinance Serial Number 2018-11-L and ask unanimous consent.
Thank you, Seeing, hearing no objection, this ordinance is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11M, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $9,985,312 as funding for the Juneau International Airport construct sand slash chemical building and fueling station capital improvement project, funding provided by the Federal Aviation Administration.
This ordinance would appropriate $9,985,312 to the Construct Sand Chemical Building and Fueling Station Capital Improvement Project. Funding is provided by a FAA AIP grant. This funding will be used to construct the second phase of the snow removal equipment facility consisting of the sand chemical storage building and fueling station. Total project funding is 93.75% FAA, 6.25% local. Local match is provided by passenger facility charges, PFCs, recently appropriated to the CIP, as well as airport CIP revolving funds that will be transferred temporarily until a PFC amendment is approved. The project was approved by the Public Works and Facilities Committee at its August 6, 2018 meeting. The airport board approved this action at its August 14, 2018 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who wishes to speak to this agenda item? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the assembly.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that we adopt ordinance 2018-11M and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, this ordinance is adopted. Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11N, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $140,000 as partial funding for the Douglas Harbor Pile Anodes Capital Improvement Project. Grant funding provided by the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has agreed to provide CBJ with a $140,000 harbor facilities grant from fiscal year 19. CBJ Docks and Harbors successfully submitted the grant application for installation of zinc anodes on the pilings in Mike Pusich Douglas Harbor, which will extend the useful life of the facility. The Harbors Facility Grant is a 50-50 match program, and Docks and Harbors will match $140,000 from Harbor Fund balance to complete the project. The Docks and Harbors Board recommended approval of this action at its August 30, 2018 meeting. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak to this agenda item? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the assembly. Ms. Gladyshevsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move Ordinance 2018-11N and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, this ordinance. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11O, an ordinance transferring $30,945 of unexpended FY 18 marine passenger fees from the general fund to the open space waterfront land acquisition capital improvement project.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would transfer $30,945 of unexpended marine passenger fees, MPF, revenues budgeted for specific purposes in fiscal year 18 and not expended by the fiscal year end to the Open Space Waterfront Land Acquisition CIP. This transfer is consistent with the Assembly's direction on the disposition of unexpended MPF funds. The amounts below are a result of monies appropriated from the Marine Passenger Fee Fund for specific purposes in the fiscal year FY18 budget, but not fully expended. Franklin Dock Enterprises, $8,013. Downtown Business Association, $3,000. Manager's Office, $6,120. Capital City Fire Rescue, $13,812. For accounting purposes, the funds will first be refunded to the Marine Passenger Fee Fund and then transferred to the Open Space Waterfront Land Acquisition CIP. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak to this agenda? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-11-0 and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Seeing and hearing no objection, this ordinance is adopted.
Thank you. Ordinance 2018-44, an ordinance amending the Penal Code general provisions relating to avoidance of ignition interlock device and providing for a penalty.
CBJ code has code provisions that require the use of an ignition interlock device upon a conviction for certain offenses. However, CBJ does not have a code provision to penalize the failure to use an ignition interlock device when required. This ordinance would amend the penal code by creating a code section relating to avoidance of ignition interlock device, which is consistent with state law, Alaska Statute 1176-140, and Alaska Statute 1255-102. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Sale.
I move Ordinance 2018-44 be adopted and ask for unanimous consent, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Hale. Seeing and hearing none, Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 2018-45, Version B, an ordinance amending the traffic code relating to duties and responsibilities of drivers and others and providing for a penalty.
This ordinance would amend the traffic code by making code sections relating to duty of an operator to give information and render assistance consistent with state law AS 2835050 and AS 2835060, and by making the penalties to be imposed consistent with state law. After introduction, staff realized a minor amendment would be helpful to clarify the penalty for violating this ordinance would be a Class B misdemeanor. The amendment is reflected in the first sentence of 7210.030C. I recommend you adopt this ordinance consistent with Version B. I recommend that you amend this ordinance consistent with Version B and then adopt it.
Bypass this one because it's kind of a different one. Mr. Edwards.
Thank you.
Could you say again what we're amending?
Sure. On packet page 53, midway down lines 12 to 13, the underlined, a violation of this section is a Class B misdemeanor, is what was added, or what is staff is proposing to be added.
Okay. Well, I move that we amend Ordinance 2018-45B as explained by the city attorney. And I recommend unanimous consent.
Thank you. Any objections to amending Ordinance 2018-45B? Right, seeing and hearing none. So I have to ask, Chris, is that the amendment, and then we have to move it?
Correct. Okay.
Thank you. So the ordinance is amended. We'll bring it back to the Assembly again. Mr. Edwardson, would you like to continue?
I will. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2018-45B as amended.
Hearing and seeing no objection,
Ordinance is adopted. I believe we have no unfinished business. So looking at the time, I think we'll take a few minutes break. So let's be back here at 8:25 for the new members. Please look at your red file, because that won't be pertinent to our new business.
You're turned into KTOO Juno for the regular City Assembly meeting. The Assembly is on a short break, and we'll return in about 10 minutes. For now, I can update the weather. Currently 48 degrees at the Juneau International Airport, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 44. Tomorrow, still rain. Chance of precipitation is 90%. The assembly will resume in about 10 minutes. Thank you.
We're moving on to new business. Mr. Manager.
Bid award for Juno Sand Chemical Building and Fueling Station. This project will consist of a new one-story sand and chemical storage building, approximately 21,700 square feet, and a fueling station with a canopy in the northwest quadrant of the airport. Bids were opened on this project on August 31, 2018. Bid protest period expired 4:30 p.m. on September 3, 2018. Low bidder was Dawson Construction, LLC, in the amount of $9,225,000. I recommend you award this project to Dawson in the amount of $9,255,000.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Okay, I have to ask a question. The public doesn't talk on this one, do they? Where do I go from here, Mr. Palmer? Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Not to, delay the meeting or push the meeting longer, but this might be a good learning tool that maybe the airport manager or the finance director can explain to us why under new business we're doing an award for something that was issued in August, and yet we just earlier today's meeting actually appropriated the federal money, and how the timing of all that works when we do these kind of things, especially with the airport, because it looks kind of funny to be approving the contract that was actually the bid ended in August, and we're just now in October approving the federal money.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Ms. Watto.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It is due to when we actually received the federal grant. It was one of the $1.2 billion special funding that the FAA was waiting to award, and we just found out about that about the third week in September.
Just follow up.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
But in order for you to issue the RFP, the money had to be in hand. So we had done something with your fund balance or a loan from general government. I mean, you had to have committed money before the bid went out, so or not. Or Bob shaking his head no. Well, when I was with the hospital board, we had to have every nickel before anybody would issue an RFP.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Ms. Water.
Thank you. So the first part of it, the design, you saw two of them on the appropriations tonight. The design was already in for federal funding earlier this year. So we designed it, but we had to forward fund it until that came through. You may remember that there was some forward funding. We have to transfer it back to the airport's capital revolving account. We were trying to put this on the fast track to get it designed so we could apply for the special grant. So you had two appropriations because of when the grants come in late in the year for the feds.
Any further questions? This is Ms. Watto, our airport manager, if you guys didn't know. All right. What do we have to do with it now? Mr. Keel, thank you for saving me.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move approval of the bid award as recommended by the city manager, and I ask unanimous consent.
Seeing and hearing no objection, the bid is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The next item for business is a senior citizen disabled veteran late filed hardship exemption application from applicant David J. Parrish for parcel ID 5B250151C001, located at 4401 Riverside Drive, C1. Because of the sensitive nature of the documents involved, those were in your electronic packets. They didn't make it into the paper packets, so that's why you have them in your red folder.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Palmer.
The assessor received the, the burden of proof is on the property owner to show the inability to file a timely appeal. In this context, the word unable does not include situations in which a property owner forgot about or overlooked the assessment notice, was out of town during the period for filing an appeal, or similar situations. Rather, it covers situations that are beyond the property owner's control and would prevent a property owner from recognizing what is at stake in dealing with it. Examples of this would include physical or mental disabilities serious enough to prevent a person from dealing rationally with their private affairs. Disagreeing with the amount of the assessment does not constitute inability to submit a timely appeal, nor does a notice of assessment being sent to a wrong address. The property owner is responsible for keeping a current, correct address on file with the assessor's office. If the assembly decides to accept this late filed appeal, this appeal would be referred to the assessor for further review and action.
Thank you. So bringing it back to the assembly, Ms. Becker, do you have a recommendation?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that we accept this appeal and send it to the assessor for further review.
Any objections? Mr. Jones.
For a question. I don't think I've seen one come through 6 years where it's a change in property. Do most people, when they buy a new home, submit all that stuff timely on a general basis? Having not done that in my home since 82, I wouldn't even think about it, I wouldn't assume, but I would be sort of inclined to think that it followed me, not necessarily the particular property on the day I filed.
Mr. Bartholomew, you want to talk to us?
Thank you, Madam Chair, Mr. Jones. So I can explain the kind of the typical sequence of events. So in this situation, for that one, the exemption doesn't follow the homeowner. It does when they did apply for it for the residence that they were in. And so that's the owner of record in the land management database. In this situation, for the threshold of burden that the city attorney was speaking to, they would have to see that they get an assessment notice that comes out in March for their where they didn't get the exemption. That's going to be their first notice from the city. Since there's no exemption on that property, we'll assess it at full value, and that's what triggers the 30-day appeal process, and that's the timeline that they didn't see. And so the question of does the typical person change it, it varies. Where we're aware of a change, we try to communicate with them. In this case, we would have seen the transfer after January 1st, which is really the date most focused on by the assessor's office for overall assessments, because that sets the record generally for everything other than these exemptions that get filed for later. So their focus is on that January 1st, where as of January 1st, they still owned the prior residence. And so it's a unique situation. It's well outside the timeline, and it's a kind of a discretionary decision.
Okay. Any other questions, objections? Okay, seeing and hearing no objections to the recommendation, we will accept the appeal. Thank you, Mr. Bartholomew. Staff reports.
Madam Mayor, I have one. The Assembly asked for an update on the status of the lumberman, the vessel that is anchored up in the channel and regularly goes aground on low tides. So the status update, it is above and on State of Alaska tidelands managed by Department of Natural Resources. It is not on CBJ property. I did talk to Mr. Jardell, and I asked him to communicate with the Commissioner of Department of Natural Resources again and ask if DNR would revisit their non-action and to let him know that we were receiving a number of questions and comments from the public. That apparently we were just watching a slow train wreck in motion. So I do not have a response back from that, but for those listening, the boat is on state tide lands, and it does appear to be just going in and out with the tide. One further note, I would also advise people that the Coast Guard has cleaned up oils and fuels, so the liquid contaminants have been removed from the vessel. So at this point, it's essentially an eyesore and a solid waste problem that is rising and falling with the tide on state tide lands. And that's all I have to report on that topic.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager. Any other staff reports?
Second one that I think the Assembly can speak to later in the meeting, the district has invited the Assembly to a joint meeting with the school board. The charter requires that we meet with the board twice annually. Our practice generally has been once. Both bodies find themselves quite busy. With a new board, a number of new board members, the school superintendent and the interim superintendent and the school board president reached out and invited the Assembly, and they offered a potential date, which would be noon on Saturday, November 3rd, for a lunch meeting, light lunch. That is the day that the board is having their board retreat. So when you talk about committees and agendas, that is a topic for you to take up.
Thank you. And Madam Clerk, can you bring your calendar? I forgot to do that. That's all right. That was supposed to be on me, so I can pull up. We have a draft 2019 calendar that both of us forgot to bring tonight. So we will pass it down, just so everybody knows. And we'll get that to you here shortly. Sorry, I apologize for that.
I'll take a picture of it.
There you go.
No, it was, if you'd have been here Saturday morning for the onboarding, we yeah. got a coffee.
You would have got
if
a
you
coffee.
Came, brought coffee, and left.
Figured I'd bring a smile twice.
So you guys all on that end.
Yeah, we all have new copies. We're special.
Oh, you have one?
No, I'm borrowing.
All right, any other staff reports?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager. All right, moving on to Mayor's report, and I apologize, my Mayor's report will be a little lengthy tonight, but it won't be lengthy after this. First of all, welcome to Mr. Bryson, Ms. Hale, and Ms. Treem, and welcome back to Mr. Jones. And we had a lovely onboard session on Saturday, so that was great. So they learned quite a bit. So with that being said, I sent it out in an email earlier today, but we have a draft committee. Assembly committee and liaison appointment document. I have to go back before we get into this, and I'll need Madam Clerk's help on this one. So apparently because I was on the Assembly and came off it and now I'm back on the Assembly, my email is a bit of a problem. So I'm going to have Madam Clerk explain to you how you need to get hold of me, because if you just hit... If you start typing me in and take the autofill, I will not get that Assembly. It will go to my inactive account. So, Madam Clerk, would you explain how to get to my email?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will attempt to. So when you sign on to your City Outlook account, if you have previously sent Ms. Weldon emails with her beth.weldon@juno.org email address, it will auto-populate your email, and it will be going to her former one. When it starts to auto-populate, there's a little X that you can delete that auto-population from. So delete the auto-populated name and then go to your two field in Outlook, and from the two menu, select the Beth Weldon Mayor email address from your address book that is auto-populated by the assembly or the city email address book. When you select the Beth Weldon Mayor account, thereafter it should be fine. But that very first time that you're trying to send one, if you had previously sent one and it auto-populates, please make sure you delete that auto-population and go into the menu and select her new email.
We hope that works. The question also came is, what if they just hit reply? Will that? We're not sure.
We're not sure.
So the only person I got an email from prior to the meeting was Mr. Keel, which I responded to. So please test it out at some point, and if you don't hear from me, that means it's not working, and we'll have to try and work on that. So, with that being said, I emailed the committee assignment list, and I have heard nothing back, so I'm hoping that that is good. So everybody's looking at it.
You go ahead.
Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly ratify the Mayor's Organization Committee and Liaison appointments and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the Assembly Committee and Liaison appointments is ratified. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Okay, so one of our first items of business that we have to take care of tonight that the staff told me is we need to pick a date for the Assembly to sit as a whole for the Human Resources, for the Planning Commission and Hospital Board appointments. And the reason we need to set a date is we can't, we have several board, or those two, the Planning Commission, the Hospital Board need new members, and we can't set a deadline for the applications until we set a date for the Human Resources Committee. So with that being said, do we have some target dates? Or
thank you, Madam
this is
Mayor.
Why I told you to bring your calendars.
So looking at the Assembly's leave calendar, we have some potential dates. The first Monday of December is December 3rd, and that currently does not have anything scheduled for Assembly meetings. That is a Monday night where you would normally meet on Mondays, but it's also the Monday following the Thanksgiving holiday. So I don't know how, it's 1 week after the Thanksgiving holiday. So that was one potential date, was Monday the 3rd. I don't see that any of the current Assembly members who have given us leave dates are going to be out of town at that time. And the other potential would be either a Tuesday or a Thursday, 4th or 6th of December, or the 11th or 13th of December. You do have Assembly Committee of the Whole scheduled for December 10th and a Finance for Wednesday the 12th. I don't know if you want to stack yourselves up night after night like that.
Mr. Edwardson, since you're the new chair of the Human Resources, do you have a preference of any of those dates?
The 3rd is my preference, December 3rd, Monday.
How does that look for everybody's calendar?
3rd or 4th is fine for me.
Is that what time of the day?
Well, we don't have another meeting, right?
Right.
So I'd recommend 5:30, and I say 5:30 because of the parking. People can park in Sea Alaska at 5:30, but not at 5.
Okay, 5:30, December 3rd? Going once, going twice. That's what it looks like. So 5:30, December 3rd. Okay, the other date we need to come up with is we have trying to get that school board and assembly meeting together. So November 3rd. Can everybody, for the most part, make November 3rd a working lunch?
I can't.
I cannot, but.
I'm committed that date.
So there's three of us that cannot. How about anybody else? Everybody looks like they're good. So should we go ahead of that plan with just with three of us being gone?
Madam Mayor, I would recommend it. So given that the new members all can make it, there were two topics that they wanted on the agenda. One was facility funding update, and the other was the timing and the process for finding out about school funding. So it's a little bit of informational discussion. So I think that should work.
Okay. And do we have a location for this meeting?
I do not have a location yet.
It's at, excuse me.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
Juneau Douglas High School. I believe it's in the basement room 120-something.
Okay.
So if you go in the main entrance, go to the stairs, down the stairs at the foot of the stairs. If not, it'll be in 205, which is just right at the top of the stairs to the right.
Okay.
But it is at JDHS.
Thank you for that. So we will go ahead and meet with them November 3rd for a working lunch. If you would cement the time and location, that would be great. Okay, and then our last date that we're looking at, we have a retreat coming up, and so far we're looking at December 1st, right? Yeah. December 1st. I'd like everybody to come to the retreat. So December 1st looked like it's working for everybody for that. So, okay.
Do we have a time for that yet?
We're going to probably start at 8, and we're not quite sure of a finish time because that will lead. Thank you for segueing me lovely into my next thing. Would you please email your thoughts on a structure or any ideas about what you want covered at this retreat? And looking at those, we'll see for how late the time. I would like it no later than 6 hours if we can possibly do that. 4 would be even better, but I'll take the input on that. So, all right, so the retreat will still be December 1st, and I believe it's in Assembly Chambers. Is that correct?
That's where we have it reserved, unless you'd like somewhere else.
Hawaii? No, just kidding.
Uh-huh.
All right. So my next item of business is, for those of us that just ran into an election, we know that one of the big topics was child care and what we should do for child care. So in accordance with our rules of order, I plan to form a special assembly committee to work on child care. If you're interested in serving on this committee, please let me know by Wednesday. My main reason of forming this special assembly committee is to get feedback from the public and figure out exactly what their wishes are also. So the two main questions that I would like answered, and this will be more formal when we actually form the committee, is should child care be part of our core municipal activities, and should education be part of child care? So, any decisions on this topic should be made by the full assembly, but there's a lot of work that the committee can do, including research and recommending different approaches with different cost options. And again, we're just allowing the public to have comment and input. My intention would be to have 4 assembly members on this committee and a person from the childcare business, a member of the school administration, and one of the major employers in town. The manager gave me a memo at my request to some ideas that the committee would work on, so I'll pass that out. Everybody a minute to look at this.
So, Madam Mayor, are you, so I see this memo from the manager, and you asked for people to volunteer, who wanted to be on the committee. Is, are you also asking for what the committee should do, or have you decided exactly what the committee should do? I mean, one thing to do is form a committee and have the committee talk about their charge, or another thing is give them a charge. And
I'm going to give them a charge mainly to answer my two questions. And what I would like from the committee is basically three or four options varying in range with costs attached to them with a recommendation of what they would recommend. So.
And what are the questions again?
Should child care be part of our core municipal activities, and should education be part of child care? And then looking at the manager's memo, there's also some sub-questions too. But. First, I want to make sure that there's interest of four, at least four members. So if you're interested in being on this committee, please submit your names to me.
Madam Mayor, could you please send us those questions, the two that you just did?
Sure. I can do that.
I didn't write them down. I don't want to ask you to do it again.
All right. Any questions on this before we move on? Okay. So now a regular mayor's report. So first of all, on the election, I want to thank everybody who stepped up to run for an office. As all of us know, that's a job in itself. So thanks, everybody. It was nice to have many choices at the voting booth. So, and I also want to thank the voters who turned out. We had a pretty good turnout for Juneau. The percentage looks bad, but you actually look at the number of voters, it was actually pretty good. And what I've been busy doing, I went to the League of Women Voters Gala, and that was a nice event. I went to the Indigenous People Day gathering at the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. I'm sorry that I missed Mr. Edwardson's language lesson. He'll have to teach me his words on the side. So I also have gone to the Retired Public Employees Association Forum for the state candidates and the League of Women Voters Forum for the state candidates. And I appreciate both those organizations and others that are having these forums to educate the public. We had a nice onboard train on Saturday for our new members. And thanks to our staff, we put on a great onboard training and answered all the questions very well. And thanks for Mr. Keel for bringing coffee. And thank you for Mr. Jones and Ms. Becker for attending also. They were had good tips along the way. I attended the Chamber of Commerce Gala. And as Mr. Jones said, Kirby Day got Citizen of the Year, well deserved. And we had two Lifetime Achievements Award to one to Jean and Steve. And I apologize, Stux, I think is how you say their last name. And the other Lifetime Achievement Award went to Senator Dennis Egan. Two upcoming events that are on the horizon is the Southeast Alaska Independent Living event on Saturday, October 19, and they are honoring two of our former CBJ employees, Kim Kiefer and Jeffrey Clow. So if you could attend that event, that would be nice. And also happening on October 26 is installation of Judge Amy Mead, who, and as you know, Amy Mead was our previous city attorney. So that's what I've been up to. We'll move on to committee and liaison reports and any comments. And I guess we know that you newer members, might not have much to say. But Mr. Bryson, do you have, actually, I think I'll start on this end and make it easier so you guys can see how it's done. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Bartlett Hospital Board met on September 25th at 5:30 at the hospital. The new city attorney was introduced. He came and met the board. So that was good. They had their usual spate of committee reports. The good news is the finance report showed a $400,000 gain for July, so they were happy about that. And then they promptly spent some of it by giving the CEO a raise. Their next meeting is October 23rd at 5:30. The Affordable Housing Commission met October 2nd, CBJ Election Day at 5:15. Their new location of meeting is at the JEDC, so they're at JEDC if anyone wants to go to those meetings, 5:15 on the first Tuesday. So they met on the 2nd of October. Their next meeting is November 6th, State Election Day. And they had their usual committee reports and talked about financing for mobile homes some more. Those are the two committees' reports I have. I wanted to, like the mayor, thank everybody who ran for public office. It's a lot of work, and it is a big leap and scary thing to do. And it was great to see all the candidates. Congratulations to the people who are sitting at this chamber, but also congratulations to everybody who ran and stood up there and tried to do what they could for the community. And I hope that they all continue that public service, and I'm sure they will. And thanks to the three assembly members who have left us, Mayor Kelsch, Mr. Ann Kervis, and Mr. Gregory. They have put in a lot of hours for the citizens of Juneau, and I enjoyed serving with them, and I really appreciate them, and we'll miss their, especially the longer-term members' expertise. And I wanted to thank this assembly for electing me deputy mayor. I will do everything I can to work with you. I look forward to working with the new mayor. I think that we have a great assembly. I think that we can show the community that we can work together. And we have a lot of challenges facing us. They're not going to be easy. But together, I think we could make great progress. And I look forward to working on all of those with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Glashevsky. Mrs. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Lands Committee's next meeting is October 22. Alaska Committee meets every Thursday for lunch. And The Alaska Committee meets every month. And the next meeting is the November 14th. Some of the things that we did at the last meeting is we agreed to fund student visits to the Capitol through the League of Women Voters. They sponsor that. We discussed Fairbanks and Palmer Fairs, and they were both very successful. A lot of people at those fairs, more than even last year. The Alaska Committee gave almost 100% support, financial support, to the UAS Teacher Endowment Fund. We're pretty proud about that. The legislative reception is January 16. The annual meeting is January 28, and that's when we elect new board members. So if you are interested in that, put your name in. Tell the Alaska Committee members. The chair is Wayne Jensen. Rosemary Hagovic will be nomination chair. The next Alaska Committee meeting is November 14th. Now the chamber. The last meeting, Mark Hamilton, who used to be the university president, but he is now working for Pebble Mine, he said that Pebble Mine has decreased its size, its footprint, in order to be more environmentally responsible. When he was asked if Pebble would have to start over if Stand for Salmon passes, he said no. He said they already were far in the process of getting permits. The next chamber luncheon is this coming Thursday, and Scott Jepson from ConocoPhillips will be the speaker. The airport, there are a number of funding requests that were approved tonight. I want to highlight the sand and chemical building and fueling station appropriation. I think that you heard this from Ms. Watto, but it represents part of the $1.2 billion of FAA special appropriation, and that appropriation to sand and the chemical building frees up money now for the terminal project. So there's a lot of interaction of that and good things. Just on the side of public, Alaska Day is the 18th this month, and the Senior Center will be having their traditional breakfast from 9 to 11, and it's a fundraiser for them. And it's always pretty good food, too. So, and you already have been told the Chamber of Commerce winners, so I don't have to tell you, even though I had it on my notes. But anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Finance Committee has not met since our last assembly meeting, but we have one on the schedule for November the 7th, so be sure and mark your calendars for that.
November 7th?
November the 7th, yeah. The Alaska Municipal League Board of Directors has been a little more active than usual for this time of year with a new executive director coming on. I also serve on a committee to help the league select its new lobbyist. There were many respondents to the new to the RFP to replace Ray Gillespie, our longtime lobbyist who retired. We've narrowed that to two, and we'll continue through that selection process. The board of directors also has a special meeting at the end of this month in advance of the annual conference. The league's annual conference is in the middle of November. You should all have gotten communication from either the clerks or Ms. Phillips in the manager's office. I strongly recommend the newly elected officials training to anyone who can make it and hasn't had it yet. The rest of the conference is pretty good, too. Let's see. The UAS Campus Council last met October the 1st. Reported on enrollment numbers, which are down around the entirety of the system. They are actually have seen the least decline at UAS. In fact, first time freshman enrollment is up 8%. And interestingly, credit hours, while slightly down, have only seen half the decline that enrollment has. So there's some complex dynamics going on. One of which is, I think I mentioned at our last assembly meeting, that the University of Alaska Board of Regents has decreased the tuition for career and technical ed classes across the system, not just at UAS, by 25%. CTE enrollment is up almost 20% here at UAS. And at the Juno, that's across the UAS system. At the Juno campus, it's up 40%, 4-0. So that's an impressive result. We also heard about a grant that the Juno campus won from the federal government. They call it an Indian Education Grant. It's a three-year grant at more than $360,000 per year for each of those years that UAS will focus on educating and training Alaska Native teachers, which has been a very successful program so far, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to expand it. The former Auk Bay Lab at the property that the city and the university jointly applied for from the federal government and then split between us will come down later this month. The asbestos abatement is happening now, or was happening, I should say, back in the first week of the month. And the hope is to finish the funding package and design and get a new, smaller, much more efficient laboratory building and maritime sciences building for the university built in the next couple of years. So I look forward to progress there. Two other things at the U.S. Campus Council. There is progress being made toward a certificate in behavioral health with the goal eventually of an associate's degree. That should help more Alaskans get trained for behavioral health professions, including counseling and substance abuse treatment. We also heard a presentation on broadly, I guess, Alaska Native faculty, Alaska Native languages, at UAS, and some of the work that's being done with Alaska Native faculty, students, languages, and for lack of a better word, indigenizing education and making equal space for Alaska Native ways of knowing and studying, Alaska Native ways of scholarship. Professor Twitchell gave that presentation, and I have to say, as an inspiring speaker, I think there's room for a lot of optimism for new ways of doing things throughout academia, and I think UAS can be a pioneer in that. Saw the mayor at some of those forums she mentioned. I was doing other things there, but had the opportunity to see a number of you at the Jackie Street Cottages dedication. That's the joint UAS and Juno School District home build project on land that the city has provided at below market value to help support not only affordable housing through the Juno Housing Trust, but also the
home building skills education at both high school and college levels. And then reaching way back, but since our last assembly meeting, did get the chance to attend the oral arguments and the first spate of motion practice for the Cruise Line Industry Association suit against the city. Mr. Manager and Mr. Attorney did a fine job at the table. The rest of us sat in the audience. And were able to compare our symbolic necktie choices afterwards. I just, in wrapping up, Madam Mayor, really wanted to join Ms. Gladyszewski in applauding everyone who ran for municipal office. It is a tremendous amount of work. My congratulations to those of you who are new to the Assembly or returning in one case. Really look forward to working with you and the work we'll do together for Juneau. And then my thanks to those who have skipped out on the work. The Mayor Kelch, Mr. Nankervis, Mr. Gregory, all dedicated a tremendous amount of time, and I know their families and friends sacrificed opportunities with them. Mr. Gregory brought a tremendous energy and a unique viewpoint and consistently made me think. Mr. Nankervis really brought a sense of professionalism and civility, even when he and I didn't see eye to eye. He also brought a lot of baked goods, which was nice.
He knows how to cook.
And
some good beer.
Yes, that too, Mr. thank you. And Mayor Kelch really did put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. He and I burned through a tremendous number of hours Wednesday mornings, and somehow I have snookered the new mayor into meeting with me on Wednesdays as well. She does not know what she's in for. But my thanks to all of them for their service. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Public Works and Facilities Committee, last meeting we canceled. The next meeting is on the 22nd, Monday. And for those new members, since all of the committee members are new, we just approved, that meeting is at noon. We do try to get done by 1 o'clock. It may go a little bit longer the first time around. I've already been talking with Director of Public Works and Engineering about a couple items that will be on there, but just some other informational items, bringing some material that you can read at your leisure, but read quickly. The Juneau School District had their first meeting that I could get to this year on the 9th. At that meeting, they said goodbye to Emil Mackey, Andy Story, and Josh Keaton, who were the three members of the school board that chose not to run for re-election this year. Mr. Palmer was there to swear in Elizabeth Seiden, Paul Kelly, and Kevin Allen as the new members to the school board. They had election of officers. Brian Holtz is again the president. Dan DiBartolo is the vice president, and Jeff Short is the clerk. Among other business, they also agreed to the chair appointing a committee that will bring back at their November meeting recommendations on the process to follow for the selection of a new superintendent. The current superintendent is an interim through July, or maybe the end of June. And they heard at that meeting that a couple of options to explore. One was in-state recruitment that they thought might cost around 10 grand. Out-of-state recruitment, which they were estimating could cost as high as $50,000. The last superintendent search, when Superintendent Miller was hired, the actual expenditures was slightly over $41,000 for that. That committee is to report back at their next meeting, which is November 13th, in which all of us will probably be in Anchorage for Alaska Municipal League. They also went over their audit, the preliminary audit. The actual final audit of the school district will be presented to them at their meeting on the 13th as well. I did have a chance to meet with Mr. Bartholomew today regarding some questions I had on the material that they actually handed out. As you heard, they are having the retreat on the 3rd. I think there's one other one, but That's the one I'll be going to, whichever ones they have. The Downtown Business Association met on the 10th or the 2nd of October. Just a couple dates. Gallery Walk is the 7th. The Kids Downtown Day is the 15th of December. That's when Santa Claus will be around. Their next meeting, again, is scheduled to be on the 13th when I will be in Anchorage for AML. A lot of other people will as well. The Infrastructure Committee, the DBA, met last Friday, and George Schaff was there to answer a lot of questions and had some pretty heavy debates over downtown parking and the use of parking structures and the Brickyard parking, which is now from Docks and Harbors turned over to Parks and Rec. And so if you have a marine parking garage pass, you can park in the Brickyard, and there's a lot of concern about general public not having access to that parking and having the parking garage partly or mostly empty because everybody parks outside. I think George Schaff will be talking to the manager, and I'm sure the DBA will be talking to the manager, and especially come holidays, about how we could get better parking during the holiday shopping times. Parking continues to rear its ugly head as often as I have meetings with the DBA. Joint Commission on Aging, I wasn't able to go to their last meeting. I won't be able to go on the 13th. I see that the mayor has relieved me of that particular duty, and I appreciate that. But for the new member that is the liaison, they are having a meeting on December 3rd at 9 o'clock in the morning down at JADC. And they're going every 10 years, the seniors do a survey, and this is the preliminary start of putting together the numbers for that survey for this 10-year cycle. And they have a subcommittee, and so they'll be looking at all the information that they've been collecting on who to contact and what kind of questions to ask. So it might be a good introduction for the new member to go. Let's see here. What else do I have? Just a couple of comments. On the 23rd, the Planning Commission, the past meeting was canceled, but on the 23rd, the Planning Commission is going to seat the Downtown Blueprint Steering Committee. And the last I heard, they wanted 16 members, and I think they had 17 or 18 applicants. But they will be trying to make that decision on the 23rd. And then the next public meeting for the Downtown Blueprint will be on October 30th. The meeting place and time, I don't know. I just checked the city calendar, and there's nothing there. I'm not exactly sure when or what time of day or where, but that will be on the 30th. For those who might have attended the first public meeting, this meeting is to report on the results of that and how the consultants have put together all the information from that first public meeting, which I believe completely filled up the jack that night. There was a lot of interest in that. I would also ask the attorney to assure me that I noticed tonight was mentioned that Eagle Crest was going to be having liquor sales, and we actually approved the liquor license, a recreational license, which I understand under the ABC rules has to be for recreation. It has to be like in a set time frame, and yet I've been hearing people saying that Eagle Crest is already selling alcohol. I don't know if they are or not. I'd like to find out. At least somebody said there's a bar up there now. Secondly, when we were going through the process of saying whether we would support liquor sales up there, which we did as an assembly, it was also really clear that risk management and law were very concerned that they had the standard leases, the standard risk management. Every time I've talked to the board, they say they're doing that. I would like some assurance from the law department that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted with risk management and law in terms of the way the leases are worked out to protect our liability and to protect the people up there. You don't have to do that now. Even if you have the answer, I will wait. I don't want to delay this too much. And then again, I would offer my congratulations to the three new members. Welcome to the work that is ahead. The only difference between running and actually doing is that you get a little bit more sleep doing, unless what you've done keeps you up at night, which sometimes it does. Sleep sometimes evades you as you're laying there at night going, why did I do that or why didn't I do that? But anyway, welcome. I'm going to enjoy serving with all of you. And I'm glad that you all prevailed. Mickey Mouse and I had a duke out fight. I appreciate that. And so I was telling Mr. Nankervis tonight, Mr. Nankervis and I came on the assembly at the same election. It was a time when Merrill Sanford was elected mayor. So Jerry and I have served together for the 6 years. When we came on, all of the people sitting over there were not there. So change is always happening, either here or there. But the business of the city goes on, and the continuity has to be there. We have to pay attention to that continuity, and we have to pay attention to that history without dampening any desire to make changes. If sometimes we go, why did you say that? Just relax. We may come around. We may not. But we hopefully won't just immediately stomp on the idea. Even though I lost my first three votes when I tried to change ordinances the first meeting I was at, I thought I could do it right, and I didn't do well at all. So anyway, just welcome, and get ready to do the work, because the citizens of the city demand that we do our best every time we're up here and at all other meetings. The only other advice I give you, and I apologize because I, to the chagrin of some people, and especially my wife sitting out there, I attend a lot of meetings. I go to a lot of stuff that I'm not assigned to or anything. That's just me. But it helps me to learn. It helps me to get information I might not otherwise get. It gets me the idea of the ability to talk to other people. And I know that those who work, those who have jobs, those who aren't retired, that's more difficult. So if people up here say, well, we attended this, and you didn't hear about it or didn't go, don't worry about it. You'll find your way. But getting out and being visible and talking to people and listening to what people say, I go to a lot of meetings. I try not to say anything. I try to listen. I try to sit in the back and pay attention. Some of you will see me if you're liaison to, like, planning commission. If school district meets, I don't get planning commission. Otherwise, I go to planning commission meetings. It's where you really learn about what's going on, I think. And for the last 6 years, I've probably made about 60 or 70% of their meetings. So that's just a little bit of advice. Take your time in learning how to manage your time and your business and your home life. My wife got a lot of cool thing done as I go to a lot of meetings, and she appreciates that. Plus, Dancing with the Stars on a bunch of that other TV that I don't like. Anyway, that's just my advice to work through the process and enjoy it. Thanks to the outgoing mayor and Mr. Nankervis and Mr. Gregory. As I said, Jerry and I came in at the same time. We had those two seats down there for about the first 3 years, maybe four. I think I maybe said something. Jerry started moving.
There he is.
It's always good to serve long term with people that you know. Mr. Keel said, don't always agree with, but you have to take your vote, make your voice heard, and move on. And stay friendly, because otherwise you can't do this job. So anyway, with that, I will stop. And by the way, I'm also on the Marijuana Control Board, so I'm on an early morning plane to Kenai for 2 days of meetings. So that's always fun. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I'll start with the praises. Mayor Kelsch, Deputy Mayor Dan Curvis, and Assemblyman Gregory were fantastic to serve with for the year. I don't have as long of stories as everybody else does, which I'm sure there's some people who are glad about that tonight. But I will say, you know, having been elected more recently than anybody except for you in the beginning, it's really fast and it's really busy. And I can assure you that after a year, it's really fast and it's really busy. So I hope that peps you up. But congratulations on your victory, and I'm glad and proud to be here and serving with you. And it's good to see Lauren back and Mayor Weldon as well. So going into my report, AFN is going on this week, so a sizable fraction of Juneau's population is in Anchorage right now for youth and elders, I think yesterday or today and tomorrow. And then for the AFN meetings after that, AFN is Alaska Federation of Natives. So I figured I'd mention that if you go to the store and it's not full or, you know, there's less traffic, but there's a lot of people up there. Indigenous People Day, last Monday, I was very happy to see that a sizable percentage of people at Indigenous People Day celebration were not Indigenous people, just local population of Juneau, and I thought it was a good atmosphere. And what Mayor Weldon was mentioning is there were three groups that gave just as kind of a icebreaker some language training, Smolyak for the Simpson language, Tlingit, and then Sandy and I gave Haida. So that was very fun, and it looked like most of the people participated when we were giving the training. So let me see. Into the committees, Local Emergency Planning Committee met on the 10th. The majority of what they talked about were upcoming exercises or plan development, contingency plan development type things. One of the things that the Local Emergency Planning Committee always needs is volunteers, and that means even volunteers for people who don't want to be on the committee itself. They just want to participate yesterday, or is today Monday still?
All day long.
Yesterday they had a, I think, a kind of a sending off ceremony, a family day for National Guard people being deployed. So they just were asking for volunteers for people to give out information at tables, basically. And coming up, more in the spring than right now, they're going to be, the University of Alaska is going to be having an exercise that's still evolving into what it's ultimately going to be, but they're going to try to incorporate as many contingencies as they can reasonably do, but they're going to need a lot of volunteers for that too. So their next meeting is, let me see, the 14th of November, Wednesday the 14th of November, they meet at lunch, and they meet at the hospital administrative rooms upstairs. JCOS, the Juneau Commission on Sustainability, they met as well on the 10th. And if you're not familiar with JCOS, Commission on Sustainability, they're a very dedicated group. They turn out a lot of good product, and a lot of what they talked about during that meeting, hopefully we'll be hearing more about from me as we start moving into our retreat, because what I committed to them is, depending on how we do our priorities for the upcoming year, I would like to see how many things from the plans that the JCOS follows that we can embed into the goals that we have for the upcoming year, preferably for low cost or no cost. So I'm just planting the seed there. I'm not going to be, well, after today, I'm not the the liaison. I believe Ms. Hale is a liaison. So that's what's up and coming. Next meeting for JCOS is on the 13th, and one of the reasons it's on the 13th at noon rather than on the 14th is because for years and years, JCOS has competed with the Assembly Finance Committee, which made it very difficult for me and previous liaisons to attend their regular meetings because we were going to be here at the Finance Committee meeting. So they got together. They're going to try something new. They're going to try to meet on Tuesdays at noon so they can have the liaison there. And I think that's a pretty big sacrifice on their parts. So people on the committee are moving their schedules and, you know, changing parts of their life around, and they're already volunteers. So that's JCOS. So I will be chairing the Human Resources Committee, and before I talk to anybody, what I know right now is the next meeting is on November 11th, correct? Or
no,
November 5th.
No, 5th.
Yeah, November 5th. So I almost didn't know that. And that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Ms. Tree? Oh, whoops. Back to Mr. Jones.
Just a comment. Mr. Edwardson talked about the Commission on Sustainability changing their meetings to Tuesdays at noon. That's the same day that the Commission on Aging meets, and you've assigned Ms. Hale as liaison to both. So now they have, those two are meeting on the exact same day at the exact same time.
We'll figure that out.
So you might want to figure that out. I bring that up as a point.
It wasn't on our calendar then.
I know it wasn't.
Let's check that.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Tree.
I want to say thank you, Mayor Weldon, and the staff for the excellent onboarding we had this weekend. Not only was it a tremendous wealth of information, I really appreciated hearing everybody's passion for and philosophies on local government. I really enjoyed that. And thank you to the other Assembly members for your warm welcome and advice. I'm really honored to be up here as part of this group.
Thank you, Ms. Tree. Ms. Hale.
Yes, and I will second that. Thanks to staff and to Mayor Weldon and to others who attended the training. And also just a real appreciation to everyone who was so encouraging throughout our campaigns. I am very tickled to be serving with my fellow brand new members, so this is really fun. Like Jesse, I have attended a lot of events over the past couple of months, but they were not as an Assembly member. And I think that's all I've got.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Hale. Mr. Keel probably doesn't mind that you called him Jesse. This
Mr.
one time.
Keel. Mr. Keel.
Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Again, as ladies have said, this has been just a wonderful experience. The campaign was great. This community really appreciated seeing so many candidates, and the candidates ourselves, it was a very amicable group, and it made running for office that much of a more enjoyable experience. And I've known most of you, or known of you for several years, and kind of always looked up to the Assembly, and I'm honored to sit here next to you guys, and I truly hope to provide the level of work and service that you guys are expecting from us, and I'm accepting the responsibility wholeheartedly, and whenever I mess up, you guys just let me know.
I'm sure they will. I did actually forget to mention two things. One's a good thing and one's a sad thing. I did attend Harriet Botello's funeral. So the community lost an icon there, a lovely lady. So I just wanted to say my condolences to the family. And on the good news is congratulations to the JDHS Women's Cross Country Team for winning state. So that's a good thing. So, and for you newer members that didn't have much to say, remember the committee meetings or the committees and liaison appointments start tonight, so better check your calendars this week. If you have any questions on when things meet, please see the clerk's office. Mr. Manager.
Mayor, I have one thing that I would like to say. I think we owe a big thank you to the clerk, the deputy clerk, the election workers, the canvas board, We threw them as many curveballs as we could. We had very unusual circumstances, an unusual number of seats for office, unusual public notice burden. We had high candidate participation. We had very high turnout. We had very high and early absentee votes. And we had a flawless election. And we owe our undying gratitude for everybody that participated in doing that for the community. And a big thank you to the municipal clerk.
Here, here.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. And it truly was a huge team effort. And I just had the best team available. So, and we learned from the best. And Ms. Sika left a great legacy to be able to build our foundation upon. So thank you all.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Manager, and thank you, Madam Clerk. So with that being said, we'll go to continuations, unless anybody had anything snuck in there, of public participations on non-agenda items. Mr. Quayle, you have to come up. We'll give you 3 minutes.
It's been worth it, you know. I've seen this person, William Quayle, 415 Willoughby, number 415-305. And running my pedicab, firsthand I've seen this problem, and it must be addressed. There's hundreds of tourists that were very frustrated going from the HA dock to the B dock. Please, and make it a top priority, is to get the easement from the HA dock to the B dock. Now you have to work with the harbors, but you got to make this happen. And it'll save a lot of problems in the future if you want to alleviate a lot of people being stranded. There was times where the people were lined up for the bus and they couldn't get on the bus fast enough and the ship was just about ready to leave. So it by doing that, it will save it so that a lot of people were walking. And there's a bike path along the road, and a lot of them go in on the road, okay? And there's 30,000-pound buses going by, and it's really not quite, you know, the risk management. It'd be best to the best interest of the city to make sure that there is a viable path other than going on that, because right now they go to the B dock, and they look in there. There's my ship, A to B. But then they have to go to A, to B, to C, to D, and it's, you know, 1.7 miles to go around. And a lot of people, I've taken some, I can't take them all. And if they should be working on that first thing. And if they can get that easement, that would be great. I know it's all private land, but you can just make it happen. And it's between the harbors and the city. And you got to get that done if you want to do something really constructive before the next tourist season happens, you know, get that easement.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Quayle. Any questions for Mr. Quayle? All right. Thank you for sticking around so long. All right. With that, we need to move into executive session. Ms. Gladyszewski.
Oh.
She's going to try it.
I have
Mr. Jones ready. I mean, not Mr. Jones, Mr. Keel's ready in case you can't.
I move that the Assembly go into executive session to discuss pending CBJ litigation litigation strategies with the municipal attorney.
Good enough. That gets us there. So, okay, with that being said, let's take a five-minute break or six-minute break and come out.
Ask if they object.
Sorry. Does anybody in the audience object to us going to executive session? Hearing and seeing none. They're all trying to leave. We'll take a break and come back in 2012.
He gave me word.
You're listening to KTOO FM Juneau. This concludes the regular CBJ Assembly meeting for this evening.